This is Pastor Mike Curlin of Truth Bible Fellowship in the beautiful village of South Onondaga, and I am your pastor for the day. It's a great blessing to be a pastor, and one of the great things that you find is that as the church, the believers in Jesus Christ, gather together on the day that's assigned to us according to the book of Acts, the first day of the week, which is Sunday, for worship, and to hear the word and fellowship with one another and demonstrate what Jesus called the mark of believers, that is to love one another. It's just wonderful to be part of that gathering. I consider myself a sheep, even though I'm the under-shepherd of my own flock here at Truth Bible Fellowship. But I think there's a lot of people who call themselves Christians that aren't being obedient to the command that we're given by the Holy Spirit, really, in Hebrews 10, 24, and 25. It says, "And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." Now, this command is for our own good. We don't go to church for God. We go to church because we need it for ourselves. And if you're in that camp that believes that you can be a Christian and not go to church, well, that's between you and God. But I would ask you to simply ask this question. Ask this question of Jesus. If Jesus were here in your presence, and of course he is, and you were to say, "Lord, should I attend church?" What do you think his answer would be? Now, coming to church is how we examine ourselves. Coming to church is how we're challenged in our life to become better people. Coming to church is where we fellowship. But most importantly, coming to church is where we worship. And we need to worship. The Bible says that it's our reasonable service as believers and that we are living sacrifices, being able to give up those verbalizations, those the fruit of our lips, as the Bible calls it, in loving God. It's a very important thing, corporately and individually. So I'm inviting you this morning to consider your standing with God. I think it's essential that everyone be plugged in, and not a lone ranger Christian, but plugged into a local church, a fellowship of believers, loving each other, caring for each other, helping their community, reaching out to the lost, reaching out to the poor, doing all the things that this body of Christ calls us to. We're a living body. The body of Christ is another name for the church. And none of us should be prosthetic devices that can be removed and replaced and can be taken off and put back on when we feel like it. We're part of a living body. And when you're not in church, you're missing out. But more importantly, you're in disobedience. And so I'm inviting you, wherever you live, to find that place where you are called to be part and get back to church and worship God and do what you can in this present evil age. This is Pastor Mike Curlin of Truth Bible Fellowship in the beautiful village of South Onondaga, and we'll keep the light on for you. I am your pastor for the day.